This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 489 for Monday, July 26th. I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin. Ice futures canola contracts are weaker Monday morning as speculators continue to take profits on their large, long positions. Canola down $3 to $8, the November contract down $8 at $875.40 per ton. General uncertainty in the world economic markets amid a surge in the COVID-19 Delta variant accounted for some of the spillover selling in canola. Losses in Chicago's soybeans were also bearish for the Canadian oilseed, although soy oil is firmer in early activity. Forecasts remain generally hot and dry across most of the prairies, and that should be keeping a weather premium in the market. However, those concerns may be priced into the futures for the time being. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat futures are all lower. Soybeans down 7 cents in the November contract at $13.44 per bushel. While the nearby Midwestern forecasts remain hot and dry, forecasts calling for milder temperatures in August did put some pressure on prices. However, the northern plains of the Dakotas are unlikely to see much relief. Chart-based speculative positioning contributed to the losses in beans, with prices dipping to their lowest levels in 2 weeks. Corn also pressured by improving Midwestern weather, with some rain also in the August forecasts. The September contract down 6 cents at $5.41 per bushel. Last week's poor export sales, which came in at a net negative for corn, remained a bearish influence as well, with expectations for reduced demand in the near term as high prices have tempered some buying interest. Wheat futures, they are down across the board, finding themselves caught up in the general selling this morning. Minneapolis down 9 cents in the September contract at $8.74 per bushel. Kansas City 10 cents lower in September at $6.36 per bushel. And Chicago wheat, it's down 11 cents in the September contract at $6.73 per bushel. The U.S. winter wheat harvest is moving forward, accounting for some harvest pressure in the winter wheats. Meanwhile, a crop tour of U.S. spring wheat growing regions is going on this week, and traders will be following the results closely, with general expectations for a poor crop this year. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, July 26th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.